From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The political crisis in Pakistan is intensifying. Police have arrested hundreds of lawyers and opposition activists across the country on the eve of nationwide protests. And political gatherings are banned in two key provinces. Protesters want an independent judiciary and the reinstatement of the Supreme Court Chief Justice. He was fired by former President Pervez Musharraf. The current president, Asif Ali Zardari, repeatedly promised to do both things, but now is refusing. NPR's Anne Garrels joins us now from Islamabad. And what exactly led to this crackdown?
Well, President Zardari has long infuriated the lawyers' movement and ordinary people by backing down on that promise to restore the Chief Justice. This is a really emotional issue here. The Chief Justice is considered a national hero for his resistance to Musharraf's autocratic decrees. That was a first in Pakistan. But despite his repeated pledges of support, Zardari and others in high places apparently have reason to keep Trauji off the bench. He could revisit the amnesty under which Musharraf left government, and Zardari, facing a range of corruption charges, was able to come back to the country to run for office. And then there's the military. They fear Chaudhry could revisit the cases of hundreds of Pakistanis missing in secret detention. And the second factor at play in this crisis is that the current Supreme Court, considered illegal by many, recently banned Zardari's main opponents, Nawaz Sharif and his brother, from holding office. There's evidence to support the widely held belief that Zardari himself was behind the ban, and this was seen as just another example of the judiciary caving.
Now, you mentioned the military's fears. What is the government afraid of?
Well, the lawyers and the Sharifs have now joined forces, and between them, they can get a lot of people on the streets. Zardari may now have created a monster he just can't control. Analysts say he can't afford to let thousands of protesters come to the capital for what they say will be an indefinite sit-in in front of parliament. Nawaz Sharif and other march leaders have said they're not trying to overthrow the government, but launch a new just Pakistan. But the government interprets their words like revolution to be treasonous.
What happens next? It sounds like there's a standoff right now.
Absolutely. As the raids continue, many lawyers and opposition figures have gone into hiding. But the leader of the lawyers' movement, he's one of the most respected lawyers in the country, has so far escaped arrest by going underground, reached by cell phone. He asked, well, how many people can the government ultimately arrest? It's unclear if the march will be able to go forward, how many people will join in. And, of course, the biggest question of all is, will there be violence if the police try to stop the marchers? The plan is to begin from several cities where meetings have now been banned and then converge on Islamabad next Monday. The federal government has said the march will not be permitted to enter the city, and that's a position many fear could result in clashes. Each side is warning if violence breaks out, the other will be to blame.
Now, many of our listeners will certainly remember the images of the lawyers protesting in the past, primarily men wearing dark suits, dark ties, white shirts. Help us understand the role of lawyers in Pakistani society.
Well, lawyers want a system in which they can really work, and people want lawyers to be able to defend them properly. That is what this is all about. It is amazing. These young lawyers, they're not going to gain politically by doing what they're doing. They go out on the streets again and again, and as you say, their black suits and somber ties have become a real symbol of hope.
And thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
That's NPR's Anne Garrels speaking to us from Islamabad.